This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. In understanding why the climate change lunatics are so dangerous to society, you have to get into their heads a little bit and sort of try to think the way they think for a moment. They have convinced themselves that the world will end in 12 years if they don't eliminate all combustion engines and air travel and fossil fuels and so on. So this is their, quote, reality, even though, of course, it's complete fiction. Everything that they believe and everything that they espouse is false. They say carbon dioxide is bad and it's a poison. It's actually the most amazing greening molecule on the planet. And as I recently wrote about on climate.news, it turns out that even NASA is touting a study published in the journal Nature Climate Science, I believe, that documented through satellite imagery the rise in the greening of the Earth from the year 1982 through 2015, showing that many areas of the planet have increased their green coverage, that is green plants and grasses and trees, by 25 to 50%. And that's because of CO2, according to the study. CO2 grows plants. That's why it's called a greenhouse gas. Notice the word green in greenhouse. That's because CO2 helps green plants grow. That's why it's called that. But these lunatic climate change, I mean, you have to call them psychos. You have to call them lunatics. That's what they are. They're deranged, they're delusional, and they're dangerous. The three D's all in a row there. They think that carbon dioxide is bad, so they want to eliminate it. And because they've convinced themselves that the world will be over in 12 years, they are willing to do anything. They have reached the point of desperation. I'm serious. These people are lunatics. They're all, of course, radical left-wing nut jobs. They think that Earth will have to be abandoned in, what, the year 2031 or something. They think they're going to have to move to Mars. Seriously. This is what they believe. So they're willing to do anything. They're willing to throw you in prison if you don't follow their climate change narrative. They're willing to censor you and deplatform you. I mean, they want to criminalize any dissent against the climate change narrative. And they think that you should be killed. I've seen that before as well. They talk about killing people who are climate deniers, as they call people. It's insane. So their desperation makes them dangerous. They've become a cult. It's just like a cult. Anyway, cults operate the same way. They convince you that if you don't give up all your freedom and all your assets and everything to them, that everything's going to be destroyed. And this is what Ocasio-Cortez sounds like when she says the Earth will be destroyed in 12 years. Unless you give up all your power and all your money to her, she wants to run like an $80+ trillion Green New Deal, which would quite literally destroy the global economy. It would destroy the food supply. It would lead to the collapse of Western civilization and mass starvation, disease, depopulation, a die-off, all that. But these people are, they have this weird combination of being desperate but scientifically illiterate. It's a very dangerous combination. They're stupid, but they're passionate. It's like they have no idea what they're doing, but they really, really demand that you go along with their ideas, even though their ideas are disastrous for humanity. Absolutely disastrous. But this is what the climate lunatics have come to now. They cannot engage in rational discussion. They do not understand any kind of real science whatsoever. They're illiterate when it comes to chemistry, atmospheric science. They don't understand botany or photosynthesis. They can't talk in terms of cause and effect. They are clueless, and yet they're adamant. They demand that you meet their demands, that you do what they say. And otherwise, if you don't, then you're a threat to the planet, they say. You're going to destroy the world, they claim, even though they're the ones who are actually going to destroy the world if they get their way. And so I think in a civil society, When you have insane people running around threatening others, you would normally put them in a straitjacket and lock them away in an insane asylum. Today, instead of that, they're just called Democrats. People like Ocasio-Cortez, who is mentally ill, she should be in an insane asylum. She should be, I hate to say it, she should be in a straitjacket, locked away in a padded cell somewhere, along with Beto, whatever his name is, Mr. Tweaker. He's just as insane as she is. I mean, these people are like drug-induced brain damaged victims or something. Some of them are. They should be in some kind of an institution where they can be monitored and, you know, isolated from ruining the rest of society. These people are insane. They are dangerous. Like Ocasio-Cortez reminds me of like a super Batman villain, except she's not as smart as a villain. Like, she couldn't really figure out anything. Like, most of the Batman villains are highly intelligent but incredibly evil. Ocasio-Cortez has political power and she's incredibly stupid, but she's really passionate and loudmouthed, and she's very pushy and demands that everybody follow whatever she says, even though she makes no sense whatsoever. She has this kind of villainous way about her of, you know, mass murdering billions of people like the superhero villains do. If you follow her, she'll kill you, you know, that kind of thing. That's what Ocasio-Cortez is like. And really, these people should be locked up. I'm not saying that as a metaphor. I'm saying that as a matter of protecting the rest of humanity from these climate change lunatics. They should be really arrested and held for psychiatric evaluation. I mean, the fact that Ocasio-Cortez is in Congress, it's unreal that you have this mentally ill, psychopathic, scientifically illiterate nut job in Congress, and that she's being featured on magazines everywhere and TV interviews everywhere. And when she talks, she makes no sense. She has the logic of not even a fifth grader. I know I've seen fifth graders who are smarter than she is. She has the brain of, well, I'll say it this way. I have donkeys on my ranch. I rescued a couple of donkeys from the wildfires back in 2011, and they had some babies. And so we've got a really nice little family of donkeys that we take care of. The donkeys are smarter than Ocasio-Cortez. And frankly, they're better looking too. I mean, I know you're never supposed to comment about the physical attributes of people, but when I look at my donkeys, I smile, and you know, they're friendly and they're intelligent. They know how to take care of their own young, and they know how to find water and find food, and they don't try to abort their own babies, and they don't think that farting is going to destroy the world, you know. But Ocasio-Cortez believes all those things. And she's spiritually ugly. She's mentally hideous, philosophically devoid of any purpose or meaning. I mean, quite literally, my donkeys offer more to the world than Ocasio-Cortez ever could even dream about. And she's a donkey, of course, as a Democrat, but my donkeys are much better. I would like to replace Ocasio-Cortez with one of my donkeys in Congress, because I think my donkey makes more sense than she does and would have a better voting record. Not a joke. Absolutely true. So maybe I'll see if one of my donkeys wants to go to Congress and vote to protect the green of the planet that donkeys actually need to live on, because they eat grass, of course. If Ocasio-Cortez is in charge, she will collapse all plant life on the planet, and she'll blame Republicans when everything dies, because she's insane and she's stupid, she's hideous, and she's a danger to society. It's time to put her away in a straitjacket, frankly, and all those who are spewing the same nonsense that she is spewing. She's a danger to our world. Just period. End of story. What do you say? What do you say about these people? Read my website, climate.news. To stay informed, This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here. And you can also hear more of my podcasts at brighteon.com. Thank you for listening. Most of the vitamin C available on the market today is made from genetically modified corn. If you want non-GMO vitamin C, get it from the Health Ranger store. We are certified non-GMO, lab-tested for heavy metals, glyphosate, microbiology, and a lot more. Check out our non-GMO vitamin C at healthrangerstore.com.